And we're at the Live Room again, and this time the Canadian band, the East Pointers, who are...
Tim Chasen.
I'm Jake Sharon.
Cody Chasen.
And your cousins, I believe, yes, the first ones, yes. And one of the first questions, I think, were where you met Jake, because you're a long way apart, aren't you, Ontario and Prince Edward Island.
Yeah, we met Jake just kind of through the music scene in Canada, probably, what,
8 years,
eight years ago?
8 years or so.
Mm-hmm. 8 years to the day. No, I'm not sure, but it was about 8 years ago that we met, and the three of us all got along so well that we decided to form a little trio. Hmm. Yeah, write tunes and travel the world, I guess. Hmm. Yeah, it's been great.
How did you manage the transition then, Tim, from, because you were having your own band, and I guess, Cody, you were part of that as well, and you were quite full on with that. And was that seamless?
For the most part, both were really busy for a long time, and then East Pointers has been like so fun and opened up so many doors, and it's been it's been a blast playing with these two guys, and it's been wicked.
I felt a little forced. That was a little forced. But anyway, we'll forgive you.
And you must all either like or endure traveling, because I couldn't believe, is it true you've really been to Australia 4 times in 2 years?
Yeah, I guess we have. Yep, it's been, we've had some really nice opportunities to go down to Australia, New Zealand, and do some playing at some great festivals and venues. And we can't say no. It's a beautiful country, and just starting to play a little bit more in the UK as well, and we do enjoy being on the road.
And the Australians like the Celtic theme, do they? We haven't had many Celtic bands up here, really, but from Australia.
Right? Australians like to dance, I think, is kind of why it worked so well, or why it seems to be working so well. They've got a great music scene down there, a lot of music lovers and people that are really into going out and watching shows, and a lot of great festivals and... Mm. Nice weather. Mm. Yeah.
And obviously your first album made a tremendous hit, Secret Victory, winning the Juno and so forth. Has the reception for the current album been all you would wish? It sounds very, very good.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of it. We're up for a Juno nomination on this one, which was exciting. And we were all busy, but I managed to get there myself to represent the boys. And we lost to some good friends, but... Yeah, it's been fun. It's opened up some new doors. It's a bit of a mix of genres on the new record, and we've been having a great time touring the new material.
Particularly the theme of people working away or families being separated through shortage of work is, as you can guess, very familiar here. I guess that's the case everywhere you go.
Yeah, definitely. The East Coast of Canada is one of those places that, you know, it's absolutely beautiful, but in the wintertime it tends to, you know, a lot of parts of it come to a bit of a halt. With families getting split up, with one partner or both having to travel, you know, out to Alberta, which is on the other side of the country, to work in, you know, the oil fields or some offshoot of the oil industry. And I think it's just something that really resonates with us, coming from a small town on the eastern end of Prince Edward Island. A lot of our friends, I've done it at one point in my life, and yeah, it's just something that really resonates with all of us. And so there is that theme on the record for sure. I think it comes to us naturally to kind of write from that that perspective.
And we know that the Chasen family is very musical, going back a lot of decades, but what about your family, Jake? Also is a long music tradition?
Yeah, it's definitely in the family, probably not as far back in the generations. It's not a competition, no. But my dad's a big fan of traditional Irish and Scottish music and plays a bit of fiddle, and his dad grew up playing the bones and stuff like that, and it has been in the family for a while, yeah.
And what about the urban to the less super urban? How do you find Prince Edward Island when you go there?
It's a nice spot. I'm sitting in between two islanders here, so... it's beautiful. It's become a second home to me. They're very welcoming people, I think it's growing up in Ontario, the east coast of Canada was always the spot where the Celtic music was played and preserved, and I've spent a lot of time in the Maritimes because of that.
So what about the material for the songs then? And there's this tremendous variety from the working world, but also some of the local stories, local history. What can you tell us about some of the more local flavor?
Yeah, I think we drew off of the people leaving to work at West. There's also a song on the record about that we found in a book that our neighbor wrote back in the mid-90s, maybe? Kay McIsaac was her name. And she just wrote about the folklore of the tiny road, really, that we grew up on. Mm. And and we found a story about a shipwreck that happened in the late 1800s. And the story is absolutely heartbreaking. It lends itself to a song. And we figured that we would do this gentleman a service by writing him a song, because it's a very sad story. But yeah, I think we... what other ones are on there? 82 Fires, that's also a song that we wrote based on a first-hand experience of traveling through Tasmania during what was their worst bushfire season since the mid-60s, I believe. And it's just crazy experience and something that was deserving of a song.
I suppose we tend to associate Canada with environmental awareness, which is a very sweeping statement, but does something like 82 Fires connect with a wider sense of things you would put in your songs?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're all pretty environmentally aware, and I think being in Tasmania and amongst that episode was definitely eye-opening to make you realize that we have to treat the earth better. But I think just in general, I think in our songwriting we tend to just write about what is kind of feels most honest and real to us, or if someone threw a story of someone, and that's what we kind of tend to connect with the most, and same with listeners too, or me when I listen to songwriters. I love whenever I can connect with them, or they write about something that's really near and dear to them. So
That fits, I guess, with the other title that's referred to on your website, which we've read with great interest, about Hid in Your Heart. It's a lovely title.
Yeah, we wrote that, the three of us wrote that song, and it's, just kind of a heartbreak song, or whatever way you want to interpret it, I guess. I don't know why we tend to gravitate towards writing. It's easier to write sadder songs, I think. But we play lots of happy tunes.
Just sort of
make up for it.
Tragedy across all five songs on the record. In between sort of the cheerful jigs and reels, but yeah, it's just sort of the way it came out.
I think, I mean, personally, and I think I can speak for the other boys, the funnest shows for me to go to are the ones that kind of take you on a bit of a roller coaster, up and down. So I think we not to say that that's what my life is like, but so we try to tailor our live show to that, play upbeat jigs and reels and kind of sadder songs, or more reflective songs, maybe.
Well, we hope you're going to find the live room a very responsive audience. We usually are, so we want to share a bit of the stories you've got to tell us. And we hope the remaining days of this tour, because it's a brief visit to the UK this time, but then you get back in August.
That's right. Yeah, just about 2 weeks on this tour, but we're back for a couple festivals in August, including Cambridge Folk Festival and Wickham Folk Fest.
I hope you're not too upset if people don't dance straight away, because we are a bit reluctant, I think.
Right. I would be the same probably myself.
It's all good. No pressure.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Cheers.